This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. My dear respected brothers and sisters, tomorrow is Monday, the 6th of April 1441. But tomorrow might be the 13th of Sha'ban 1441. It might be as well the 12th of Sha'ban 1441. Whatever the case is, it is Monday. If it is the 13th of Sha'ban, then this is another intention. So we have three intentions in the coming a few days. We have Monday and the 13th of Sha'ban, the first day of the white days that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sahbihi wasallam commanded the Sahaba to fast or encourage them to fast. And it is the month of Sha'ban, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sahbihi wasallam said, this is a month that deeds are raised to Allah jalla wa ala, and I like my deeds to be raised to Allah jalla wa ala when I am fasting. He said also the same thing about Mondays and Thursdays, that these days the deeds are raised to Allah jalla wa ala, and he likes his deeds to be raised to Allah jalla wa ala when he is fasting. So we have three different intentions for the coming 4 days, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. 13, 14, 15, or 12, 13, 14, and 15. My dear respected brothers and sisters, most of us are sitting at home locked down. So let us encourage ourselves and our families to fast those days as a preparation for Ramadan as well. Remember, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sahbihi wasallam said, fasting is a shield between the person and hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sahbihi wasallam said, stick to fasting, for there is nothing is equal to fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made fasting as one of the deeds that intercede for the person on the day of resurrection. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah jalla wa ala says, all actions of Adam belong to him except for fasting. It is for me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there is a gate in paradise. No one enters through that gate to paradise except those who fast. May Allah jalla wa ala make us among those who fast. It is a source of rahmah, of khair for all of us. Let us not miss this great opportunity, my dear respected brothers and sisters.